Hello.
Yeah, hi, is this Donna?
Matthew calling.
Yeah, my name is Shira. I'm calling from Family First. I'm reaching out to you in regards to continuing the enrollment process for you to get home care services with us.
Okay. Yes, this is she.
Okay. So, I believe you spoke to my colleague Jasmine. You kind of gave her a rundown of what's been going on. Your son will be the caregiver and you wanted to speak with him.
Yes, some of the questions were a little leading to me because I only called for information, but I only called for information, and I haven't. And she was like, "Well, if you were to, if everything were to be processed, who would be your caregiver?" And I said, and throughout the whole thing, I kept saying, "I'm not ready to sign anything." And is this, you know, what system are you entering me in? Because she was entering me, you know, it was just a little bit too forward, you
Got
know.
you.
And I said I wanted to research a little more, but I was just calling to get some information. And it seemed like they were just, like a little bit more forward than informational.
Got you. Okay, well, I'm more than happy to answer any of your questions before continuing, and if you don't want to continue, that's definitely your choice. I think from my understanding, they kind of put you in the system so we can do that for them. We can answer the questions for instead of them doing it.
Okay.
I'm not sure exactly, but I can answer any of your questions gladly.
Okay. Now, let me see, 'cause I wanted to answer the phone, but I didn't really write anything down.
That's okay. I can give you a little bit of a rundown of what you would be entering in, what it is, what it would mean for you.
Okay.
If you'd like, and then you could see if you have any questions afterwards.
Okay, that's fair. Thank you.
All right. So, what this is, the waiver program was designed with the county and state. A lot of states have this actually. It's a program where a participant who physically is ailing or has a hard time taking care of themselves or their care, or even if they're okay, they just had an accident and they can't do things like they normally could physically or emotionally, what the state has provided is a service where they can choose who they want to be their caregiver and look after them. So this can be a family member. Now the state provides financial coverage for that. Because this is a well-used program, you have to go through a kind of an assessment, and you have to go through a process, which our job as the agency is to walk you through it. Anybody who wants these services usually do go through an agency because if not, their process can take up to 90 days, whereas here we can make it go like 30 days. What that process would entail would be you would have an assessment with the independent broker's office. It's not a big deal or anything. They work with the county and state, so it's all, your information is very protected. They just come down, ask you a couple questions. Then what happens is your doctor fills out a form confirming that you need the services. If you can't get that because you either don't have a doctor, we help you out with that. And then you have another assessment with area and aging. Once that's completed, they see if you're physically eligible. Once they confirm that you are, all the information gets sent down to your county. The county will then see if you are financially eligible. This whole process, it sounds very hard. It sounds a lot very overwhelming and a lot of paperwork, but it's really not. It's like a piece of cake, and so many families in Pennsylvania are using this service. The goal is just for you to basically have somebody who can help you out. Today we just signed up, a mom and her son, and they were able to go ahead, and the son is getting paid now for helping his mom out. That's basically what the service is. There's many agencies in the area, so we are just one that is helping with the county and doing what they need to do. I'm not so sure how you got our number, but it's usually through ads or
It
through
was through
something
a
online.
radio, yeah, radio ad.
Yeah. So, like I said, this is all very protected. Nobody's discussing any information or private information. It's all legally binded. You just do have to go through this process with the aid of one of our coordinators, just so you are able to, they have to see if you're eligible because it's a very good program. Many people use it, and there is a lot of fraud because, like I said, your caregiver is getting paid through the state. So our job is just to make sure that you get into the program well, and easy and there's no mistakes or anything like that.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm glad that you did go through it with me. Thank you for that. Now,
It sounds like a lot. It does sound like a lot, but it's really a very straightforward process. It's not, I wouldn't say it's hard, but, you know, if you have a coordinator who can walk you through it, it's really very, very simple.
Okay. Now, when there's an in-home assessment, what do they do?
So I believe you go through three assessments in total. The first assessment is they're just asking you a couple questions. They just want to see proof of residency, a social security card, or, you know, just a birth certificate, just something. I'm not exactly 100% sure what they do. I think they just come down, what is it that you're having a hard time with, and then it's just a pre-assessment. The next assessment, who comes down is the independent enrollment broker, which works hand in hand with the county. The county is always a little bit hard to reach. So the independent broker is like the in-between that kind of does the assessment and sees where the case is holding. They're not going to send everybody down to the county just yet because they just want to make sure the cases are eligible enough, which is understandable. It's really, these assessments take 20 to 30 minutes. It's not a long assessment. And I think for some of my clients, they even did it over the phone. So it's not, I always say in-person assessment just because more times than not it is. But sometimes I believe it is also over the phone.
Okay. All right. And what is the pay like for my representative? I mean, for my
caregiver.
Yeah, thank you.
So what county are you in?
Philadelphia. Yeah, that's
just looking
possible
here.
Before the possible caregivers that I named, they wanted me to ask that before they took on something.
Okay. I believe it's 15. And then I think if you're on for 90 days, you get a 200 bonus, and then it just goes up from there. But to start, it's 15. And
okay.
It's really, I'll be very honest with you, it depends how much hours you're approved. Once you have, once you become financially eligible, a service coordinator gets assigned to your case. She then gives you an assessment just to see how much hours you're approved. Once we know how much hours you're approved, then we really can give you a great estimate on how much the participant, the caregiver would be getting paid. But that's, to just start, would be for sure 15.
Okay.
All right.
And I'm looking to possibly, I'm not quite sure now, moving into a slightly a more convenient, if I were to go through this program, a more convenient home for my caregivers.
You're saying you're moving?
No. I was saying that if I were to go with this program so they wouldn't have to travel as the distance to take care of me, I was going to move. I was thinking about moving a little closer. How would that affect?
It wouldn't. I just wouldn't necessarily bring it up because, you know, you have to just, it doesn't really matter. But, like, it's just extra information that they don't need.
Okay.
Because that's with you in your personal life. The only thing I would say is that they are going to need to give you an assessment, and the county doesn't have an address down for you. So whatever you do, you just, if you do end up moving legally, then you just have to, you know, go through the process of that, and everything should be updated automatically. But
because I just don't want my possible caregiver to drive 40 minutes for my care. You see what I'm saying? So I would want to move a little closer to them.
That's fine. That's understandable. That's between you and them. That doesn't matter for us or anything. That's fine.
Okay. Because you were saying that they have to come out and do an in-home assessment.
Right. That's the only thing. You would have to just give them the address where they can do that assessment at. Regardless of whether they know, it's irrelevant if they know if you own where you live or you're currently staying where you live for 2 weeks, 3 weeks. That's, you don't have to mention that. You can just say, I'm here.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that was one of the, along with the pay question, it was one of the questions for two possible caregivers. They was like, do I have to travel that distance every day, you know,
right,
come and check up on you? I'm like, well, if that's a concern, I might consider, you know, moving a little closer to you. So
well,
I can
also,
get the care.
Part of the agency's responsibility is making sure that the caregivers are showing up in time and that you have caregivers. So if you were to, let's say, have caregivers and it wasn't working out, we can also staff you with new caregivers. We've had cases where caregivers do drive in at least over an hour to see the patient, but they work many hours, so it's worth it for them. Depending
okay.
on how many hours you're approved, like I said, that will basically give more people an idea of what they would be getting themselves into.
Okay. And from question from my end, does it reduce any of my other benefits that I currently receive?
No, but can I ask how much your monthly income is? Because there is, if it's over, I believe, $2,900 to $2,800, then you may be found not financially eligible.
No, it's nowhere. It's literally less than half of what you just mentioned.
Okay. So then if that's the case, can I ask the reason that you're looking for services? Is there something that you have a hard time doing?
Yeah, like daily things that people do in a household, like laundry, you know, like caring for myself, like driving to doctor's appointments, cooking.
Right.
Things like that.
Okay,
and,
so you're just going to want to focus on...
And dressing myself.
Yeah, so you're going to want to focus saying those things to whoever's going to give you the assessment. You want to even suggest exaggerating a little bit. Just tell them what it's like when you have no help, everything. The first step in the process would be calling into the IEB together and making sure you can get that first assessment scheduled to start the process.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, it's up to you if this is something you want to do. It's not a pressure. But the only reason why we did call you today is because you do have a case open with us.
So, see, that's why I'm not understanding. See, and that brought me a certain level, and I was trying to tell the previous representative, that brought me to a certain level of anxiety. I felt like she was moving me along, even though I said I have to speak with, right now, a lot of my decision-making goes through my son.
Right.
Because, you know, with certain things, I'm mentally not capable of handling. And I said, I just was calling because I heard it on the radio. I just had a couple questions. So now, like right now, you're telling me that I have a case open.
It only means that we were able to, you know, we see your the information that you gave her from the first call. It's very easy to just close it. It's not really not a big deal. It's not, it doesn't mean that you're making any decisions. We're going, like, I'm the only one who's going to be reaching out to you from going forward. So I'm really not going to if that's not something you want. But when I say case open, it just means that we see that you possibly may want to continue with the services. It's not like a big deal or anything like that. There's no pressure at all.
You know, I've been told because it's really bad. My son has to review anything that I don't want to say confirm, but any long-term decision things, he does that now. He reviews it for me. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I didn't want to cause confusion between myself and my son because I'm following his directions not to sign or agree to anything, not just this, but anything, you know, that I'm not really versed on.
I got
you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So if you want, I can call your son. We can call your son together, or we can give you a call back at the end of the week. The point is that if you do want to start and you do want to do this and your son is okay with it, I would get you started as soon as possible. Like I said, this can take up to a month to get sorted out. So I would just want to get you started. But I definitely hear what you're saying. I understand. And it's up to you now how you'd like to proceed. If you want to give me your son's number, I don't mind calling him as well, giving him the rundown of what to expect. But
And I have another question with the onset of this government shutdown. If I were in the program already, would that be affected?
No, nothing. nothing would happen. They wouldn't just take away the services like that. It would be a process, and you would get heads up on what to do if that were the case, but that wouldn't happen.
Okay. All right. Well, let me talk to him a little further. And could you call me back at the end of the week? Because that will be better.
Yeah.
If you could do that. And what's your name again? I'm sorry.
So the name is Family First. If you have a pen and paper, I don't mind just giving you my direct line and my extension. And I just want you to know who's calling you from where. Rule of thumb, if anybody ever calls you like this, you should just know who what their name is, who they're calling, just so you
don't
get
scammed.
Yes,
and I appreciate that. Okay, Family First. I got a pen and paper.
Okay, the agency is Family First. My name is Shira. It's S-H-I-R-A. And
S-H-I-R-A. Okay.
My number is 267.
Okay.
551.
Uh-huh.
7419.
Okay.
My extension is 110.
Okay.
Alrighty.
And I'm going to write it down
I'm
for
sorry.
The end of the week.
My extension is 119, not 110.
Oh, 119. Okay.
Alrighty.
And right next to it, that will be October the 4th. Is Friday? Is that right?
Let me just see here. Friday's the 3rd. I'll try and reach out to you. If I don't, then it'll definitely be a Monday or sometime next week. Okay?
Okay. I appreciate you taking the time and slowing it down a little bit for me. Because I get anxiety and nervousness really bad.
Alrighty,
when I think I'm not doing something right, you know what I mean? When I went ahead of, you know, of what he told you, you know what I mean? Because
mm-hmm.
I might be doing something that's not correct, you know? But
I understand.
You slowing it down for me. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Be well. We'll be in touch.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye.